Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks police shot a violent crime suspect to death along the Elliott Highway yesterday afternoon. An FPD press release says 28-year-old Garrett James Ebenal aimed a handgun at officers attempting to apprehend him related to multiple crimes. Police say Ebenal was a suspect in a handgun theft at Walmart in Fairbanks Saturday, February 9th, followed by an attempted carjacking in the store parking lot. Ebenal could not be located but was identified yesterday as the suspect in two other crimes, an armed carjacking and robbery on College Road, which led to a pursuit up the Steese and Elliott Highways north of town. According to police, officers followed Ebenal in whiteout conditions to the Hilltop truck stop, where he turned around and headed back toward Fairbanks and went off the highway near Mile 3 north of Fox. Police say Ebenal got out of the stolen vehicle, walked toward officers, and aimed a handgun at them. Four FPD officers fired on Ebenal. Police provided first aid until an ambulance arrived, but Ebenal died at the scene. Police say Ebenal's gun was loaded. No one else was injured. The officers involved in the shooting have been placed on paid leave for a minimum of 3 days, after which their names will be released. Governor Mike Dunleavy will explain his fiscal 2020 budget to the state legislature this morning at 10:30. The governor has promised over $1 billion in cuts to state services as well as to municipalities, K-12 schools, and the University of Alaska. Prior to the budget details being released, Fairbanks borough and school district officials are calculating how they'll adjust their budgets.
There is a lot of anxiety in regards to the budget and what that's going to mean to the municipalities. It's anticipated that a lot of the costs that have historically been paid for by the state government will get pushed down to the local level.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Bryce Ward says some administrators will be traveling to Juneau next week to meet with legislators who can amend the governor's budget proposal. Education is the largest portion of the state budget, funding 55 school districts. 2 weeks ago, Governor Dunleavy's Office of Management and Budget Director Donna Ardwin presented a supplemental budget to the legislature for the current year, but the document had more cuts than supplements. Borough School District Financial Officer Andy DeGraw was in Juneau to speak to legislators when he heard the announcement that the administration wanted to pull back $20 million in state education funds.
Her position was we should not have planned or budgeted for those dollars. There was a lot of reaction. I actually arrived at the Senate Finance Committee hearing about 5 minutes before she said that. So I was actually in the room, and there was a lot of interesting reactions to that.
DeGraw says the cut amounts to $2 million for the Fairbanks district and translates into larger classes.
Supplemental dollars that we're receiving, we're using to maintain class size. $2 million would equate to roughly 18, 19 teachers, right in that range.
The legislature had proposed a $30 million forward funding supplement to schools for next fiscal year. About $3 million of that was targeted for Fairbanks North Star Borough schools. But speaking to the school board, Superintendent Karen DeGoborek said she expects the governor will also pull those dollars back.
Based on the governor's information that's coming out of the governor's office, he's proposing that this year's forward funding be taken. I think we can expect that there will be a lot of conversation about next year's forward funding.
Superintendent Gaborik cautions that the base student allocation, or BSA, currently set at just under $6,000, could also be tweaked down. The Alaska House has again failed to break a deadlock over who will lead the chamber. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that some Republicans accuse Representative Gary Knopp of Kenai of going back on his word after he voted against Representative Dave Tallarico to be Speaker. Knopp said on the House floor yesterday that he committed to being the 21st vote for a Republican nominee, but he did not say which one, and ultimately voted for himself to become Speaker.
I never said who I would support. It was as of late last night, members approached me and asked me if they could move my name forward. I am supporting a Republican nominee myself.
The votes for Tallarico and Knopp both tied 20-20. 21 votes are needed to become Speaker. Knopp acknowledged his nomination was not anticipated by the 20 members in the Republican caucus. Some Republicans expressed frustration at Knopp's action on the House floor. Eagle River Republican Sharon Jackson was among them.
With the inconsistency of truth, let's just say it like that, I just ask you all to vote with knowing in your heart what is best for this body and for the state of Alaska.
29 days into the session, and the House has yet to begin its official business, as rules require that a speaker must be elected first. The former CEO of Quintillion, operator of a broadband system linking the Alaska Arctic to an undersea fiber optic cable, has admitted to committing wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. 55-year-old Elizabeth Pierce pleaded guilty to 9 felony counts Monday in federal court for the Southern District of New York. Pierce, CEO of Anchorage-based Quintillion, when she committed the crimes, admitted she duped investors by forging documents that made it appear as though Quintillion had lucrative service contracts to sell bandwidth. Two firms invested about $250 million in Quintillion based on the fake revenue agreements. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said in a written statement that Pierce, quote, abused her executive position and is now being held accountable for her crimes, unquote. At her sentencing hearing set for May, Pierce faces a maximum of 20 years in prison for the count of wire fraud and a mandatory minimum sentence of 2 years for each of the 8 counts of identity theft, though the final determination is up to the judge. I'm Dan Bross.